I need a beer.
There, so we got four beers in this Sam Adams Winter Break Variety Pack. We have the new Sam Adams Cold Brew, the Old Fezwig Rich and Spiced, the Sam Adams Winter Lager, and the new Sam Adams Winter White Ale. Mm. Now, what do you guys think? Where do you want to start on this Winter Break Sam Adams spectrum here? So we're going to start out here with the Sam Adams, the Winter Lager. So let's crack this bad boy open here.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that smells smooth. I like that.
I'm ready.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's dive in. All right. Cheers.
Get a head start on Christmas with an all-new episode of Bumming with Bobcat. Santa the Tattoo Dude joins us and brings along the Samuel Adams Winter Break Variety Pack for us to try out and rank. From cozy seasonal classics to bold winter brews, we're tasting our way through the pack and separating the snow day sippers from the one-and-done pours. Stick around. Crack open a cold one. Watch and subscribe.
Welcome to an all-new edition of with Bobcat right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps, where we bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast, so do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Now over 15,000 subscribers have joined us on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel, and if you're watching us here right now, whatever brought you to the dance, if it was Johnny Carson, Rodney Dangerfield, Simpsons, Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Cheers, Norm, you name it, if you clicked on the link and you're watching this video, stick around. We have some fun things on tap this week. We always got the beers flowing, so cheers to our new subscribers and our new followers here. But we're just getting started here this week. We have some great things on tap this week. We have drinks to cover. We teased it last week, so we're not going to waste any more time. And let's start by bringing in Mr. Malt Liquor himself. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse, yes, man, how you doing? Man, I see Roadhouse even pre-gaming there with a little PBR as well. Look at that. Cheers, good buddy. Deal. Cheers.
Yeah, I'm glad we're doing this because I'm tired of looking at this in the fridge. That's all I'm going to say.
I know. It's always the patience is a virtue for Roadhouse here. If one thing we've learned over these past few years of doing the podcast, and once we started doing the streaming video version of the podcast, Roadhouse has found that he has to sometimes wait a little bit longer than he might want to drink some of the things that he picks up at the store. You can't just dive in and crack open these beers right away. Sometimes you have to just sit back and stare at them for a few weeks until the day comes.
And the day is here. The
day is here because it is the holiday season. It is the festive time. It is winter is upon us here. Cold weather. It's 24 degrees outside here in New Jersey at the moment. We've had snow. It's the cold winter months. And a few months ago, the two of us were lucky to stumble across the Sam Adams, the Fall Legends variety pack, which was a solid pack. I think we agree. Some good beers in here. And we went through, we ranked them. If you didn't check out that podcast, you can find it in the archives here on the YouTube channel, but we teased it and we said we were going to be out there searching for the companion piece of the Sam Adams, the Winter Break variety pack with four beers, some new ones and some ones that are limited releases. So you never know what you're going to get with this one. So we will be diving in to this one here today, but we have a special guest to join us with a little festive holiday treats here. Sadly, our good buddy Kevin couldn't be found this week. Kevin's been out there searching. He wanted this winter break variety pack, and he hoped that maybe he could get an early Christmas present, and maybe Santa could drop one off at his front door. Maybe he's sneaking down his chimney a little bit early. You never know. Right. But we do have a special guest here, and hopefully he can help us in this search. And that is Santa, that tattoo. Santa is here.
This I know week. Him.
Santa, man, how you doing? Thanks for joining us here this week.
Doing great. You know, just been filling up on them milk and cookies, trying to pregame before Christmas.
It's never too early to pregame.
Even, got the memo and started to...
See? Oh, wow. See? Cheers. Yeah. Let's see. How's Santa going to drink that beer with that beard?
He knows if we're naughty or nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been watching. See?
Yeah.
See?
I didn't see a thing.
No. It's all the Christmas magic. The Christmas magic right there to let us through. But yes, we've been talking for I think since we did the Fall Legends pack, we found out that there was a winter variety pack. And we're like, shit, we need to try this one now too. And we went out, we went searching for it. Roadhouse found it. I found it. And then Santa, did you get lucky? Did you bring a special treat for us today?
That's what Kevin said he wanted for Christmas, so that's what he's getting. I found it. Searched high and low.
See, Santa knows where to get the stuff. So if you're looking out there searching, there's still time to add it to your Christmas list to go out there and ask Santa if you can't find it. Because as we said the last time, for whatever reason, it's not everywhere. It is a little difficult to find in some spots or some areas that might not have this. But
if you see it, don't hesitate to grab it.
Yeah. Because if it's like with Roadhouse with the fall variety pack, he saw it, went back, wasn't there, then had to go and search in a few more spots before he finally found it. So, yeah, I was out there. I made one stop. When I found it, there was two 12 packs left. And I'm like, shit, I better just get both of them now because I don't know if I'll find it again. And if these are four winners in here, then I'm good. I'm stocked up. I got some extra to go through for the until the end of the year for some holiday treats. So if Santa's ready, if Roadhouse is ready,
I'm ready.
Then we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to dive in here now.
That's right.
So we got here.
Let's get Kevin real quick, though, because this beard's kind of getting itchy. Yeah. There we go.
See, there he is. There he is. There's the man. There he is. See?
Yeah.
See?
It's a magic trick.
Magic trick there. So we got four beers in this Sam Adams Winter Break Variety Pack. We have the new Sam Adams Cold Brew, the Old Fezwig Rich and Spiced, the Sam Adams Winter Lager, and the new Sam Adams Winter White Ale. Mm. Now, what do you guys think? Where do you want to start on this winter break Sam Adams spectrum here?
I feel like the Winter White Ale might be the lightest. So if y'all want to go like lightest to heaviest, or if you just
I mean, if
like
you're going, if you're gonna go by, if, or... I mean, if you want to go by ABV, the lowest ABV is the winter lager is 5.6. I mean, the Winter White Ale is 5.7. I mean, they're neck and neck.
Yeah,
right there. I mean, maybe we go with the Winter Lager first. That's the one that's been around.
Okay,
maybe start with one that's
the classic
that's been out there to kind of get us going, and we'll go from lowest to highest here. I think that's kind of where
we can do that.
We'll do that there. See, not there's like a lot of, there's a method to our madness here.
That's right. I got to dig deep down into Santa's sack that he left me. He left me a big old gold sack here, full of goodies. He brought me what I wanted. Traveled long and far, and searched hard for it. And
he comes through. Santa coming through in the clutch.
That's right.
Over there,
I am excited.
Yeah, the winter lager, festive and smooth. Lager brewed with clementine-infused orange peel, cinnamon, and ginger.
Look at that. Oh, bald. That sounds like winter.
Yeah, no matter what or how you celebrate, this spice holiday lager's rich malt notes and accents of cinnamon, ginger, and orange peel are perfect for any festivity.
So, now he looks like an elf.
There you go. I turned into an elf. Look at that. Ha-ha! I was going to dress like an elf until I got this in, and then, you know, I was like, oh, it's on now.
Hey, yes. there's always next week. There's always next week.
That's right.
Because I've been tossing around the idea that we might be doing a live special holiday holiday party, which people can stay tuned for details on that. But before we get to that, we got to get through these first. So we're gonna start out here with the Sam Adams, the Winter Lager. So let's crack this.
Yeah.
Bad boy open here.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that smells smooth. I like that.
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's dive in. All right. Cheers. All right. Cheers.
That's oddly smooth. Like, really smooth. Like, it just went down like a cloud.
Go through those flavors again.
Let's see. You got clementine infused orange peel, cinnamon, and ginger.
Gotcha.
Yeah, cinnamon, ginger, and orange peel. Yeah.
I think the cinnamon, like, just it's like an aftertaste almost, I guess.
Yeah. Very light with the cinnamon.
Very light cinnamon.
It's certainly not like the Jacko with the overload of cinnamon in that. I still had a couple of cans of those left, and the other day I cracked open one the other night, and it's not a bad beer, but you have to be in the mood for it. I said it's a good dessert beer after dinner. You're just having one of them.
Yeah.
You're not going through like a whole six pack, but you have one, and it is kind of refreshing.
Yeah,
but
it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but the winter lager here. I mean, this is like the staple of the usual seasonal Sam Adams. You go out to a bar or a restaurant, and they have Sam Adams on tap, and you ask for the seasonal one. This is that's the one good. They have there, you know, in the rotation, and it's a solid. Mm-hmm. Like I said, and what Kevin said, you know, it's very smooth. The taste isn't overpowering with any of the flavors. It just, you drink it, and I don't want to say you don't taste anything, but
you almost don't at first. But then
it's like a good blend.
Yeah.
It hits you in layers.
It does. I like that. I like that it kind of separates the flavors as it goes down. Yeah. That's a nice, solid beer. I like that. I hadn't had one in a long time.
Shoot. And as you said, that's 5.6% ABV. So
I think
your standard
pubic hair was on that right there.
Yeah, when you go out to a restaurant and you ask what's on tap and you kind of ponder on things, Sam Adams, if you're in question, you always pull the Sam Adams.
Yeah. Sam Adams on tap is always
amazing, no matter what it is. If it's seasonal, as soon as they say seasonal, I don't even listen anymore. I just say, all right, I'll take that.
Hand it to me. Because
you just can't go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, you got your, you know, your summer ale, your Oktoberfest, your winter lager. I think sometimes they throw in like the cold snap in there, which surprisingly, I thought that would have been something in this box, but I guess they added in a few of these new ones that we'll get to. And like I said, they added these new beers, so they don't even throw in like they used to throw in. We talked about within the fall pack. They used to always throw in just like the basic Sam Adams lager. Sometimes they would just throw in like, okay, here's three new beers and a Sam Adams lager. But it's good to see that now they're throwing in and they're putting in a lot of new beers. So it's a good switch up there.
Well, I'd say this one's first on the list so far.
So far, yeah. It's
so really far. Good. I like it. Yeah. All right, so number far. One right now, we got the Winter Lager, number one.
Yeah.
In the power rankings here of the Sam Adams Winter Break, as Kevin's going wobbling over there.
There you go.
He's already on full tilt.
Didn't even get through one beer yet, and he's already tipping over there.
Hard to tip it over. I may or may not have had a daiquiri or, you know,
something. Faded.
A daiquiri, a PBR, you know.
I even popped open this because I hadn't had one since Thanksgiving. I don't know if y'all have this. It might be a Texas a Shiner Prickly Pear.
No, I haven't seen that.
No.
It's an interesting one. It's not bad. Not bad. You definitely taste the prickly pear in it. Like if you've ever had like fresh prickly pear. Kind of what it tastes like.
I mean pear, yes. Prickly pear.
Is it native around where you're at?
All over the place.
Oh,
especially during the spring and summertime and stuff like that. The prickly pear cactus like start blooming and you'll see a lot of them on the side of the roads. And honestly, I mean I've picked them off the side of the road before. You gotta be real careful because they have those really, really small clear like thorns in there that'll get you. So I like to wear like gloves whenever I do that, and
then
rub them. You like rub all the thorns off and rinse them real good and stuff, and cut them up, and pretty good.
Wow. Okay. See, we don't have any cacti around here.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately,
they used to have them at Kmart, but Kmart's long gone.
Oh, Kmart's been long gone. I miss Kmart.
Yeah.
You remember the little cactus plants at Kmart?
Yeah. See, I'm sure other places. I'm sure you could still get them other places, but not quite like Kmart though. You can't beat the Kmart. Oh yeah, I miss Kmart, man.
Yeah,
Kmart and Albertsons. I remember.
Yeah,
Albertsons.
And Radio Shack. I miss Radio Shack.
Oh man, Radio Shack was.
Oh, God, yeah. I miss Radio Shack.
I used to spend hours in Radio Shack.
Yeah,
that was where I was at. Man, this pillow right here is gonna get a lot of sweat up in it. Oh yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, yep. We're just getting started here, folks. So buckle up. And get yourself a pillow if you want to lay down.
Stand a shape like me.
Hey, round is a shape.
It is. It is a shape.
That's right.
Dad body is a shape.
Man, but
that's right.
Yeah, solid. Winter Lager, solid.
That was an easy beer to finish. That's a dangerous beer to finish, too.
Yeah.
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 That'd be an easy one to drink a six pack of.
It would be. You could sit back and
I think I've been kind of sleeping on the winter lager a little bit.
The only one that they have in my area in this town or anywhere close was the Winter White Ale. And they have like six packs of it. And they're in glass bottles. That's it.
Yeah, I see all those too.
Yeah.
And I'll probably pick them up.
Yeah, so let's speaking of it, let's move on. Let's move on to the
next,
the Winter White Ale
in
here.
Santa's Sack
at 5.7 here. Let's see. Yeah, Winter White Ale, the new. So this is a new offering.
Okay.
Right there. Winter White Ale, spiced and citrusy. Ale brewed with spices. Winter may be chilly, but this festive ale balances bright orange peel with holiday spices like cinnamon and nutmeg to warm up even the coldest temperatures and help you celebrate the season.
This is the one I'm most excited about.
Because you missed that nutmeg, Bob.
Yeah. Now let's see if we got it. I know. I said before that nutmeg and the Jacko. Let's see.
That's right.
If we get that here with the winter white ale. So let's crack
that one.
We'll see what that first smell. If no, I guarantee it.
You smell it right away.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that. Well, we'll see. So we'll see how it tastes. So we got the winter white ale. Here, all right. Cheers. All right.
Cheers. Cheers.
That hits you right away. Does taste like Christmas, though.
It's the smell of the nutmeg was strong, but the taste isn't too strong.
Oh, it's not, yeah. I love it.
Tastes like Christmas. It tastes like Santa's butthole.
This is what Christmas I'm kidding. Tastes like.
I don't know what Santa's butthole
is. Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, Diddy Booty Jackson over there.
Yeah, I don't know. Santa.
Is
it this Santa? We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know which Santa it is.
We don't take any responsibility for the actions and thoughts of Santa the Tattoo Dude. Are all of his. They do not represent our thoughts here on the top shelf of the podcast here.
I think right now I look like the Billy Bob Thornton Bad Santa, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're half...
I'm giving off those vibes.
The half prepared, you know, you got the costume, you got the hat on, but the beard is still just natural.
It's just all... It's getting there. I've got a few, you know, stray whites going on that I pluck every so often.
Yeah.
I want to get peppery like Roadhouse. I'm ready. I'm just ready to get peppery. I'm tired of just getting strays. Honestly,
don't pluck them.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah. Just like Frozen. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know what? I bet if Elsa was a stripper, this is what her queefs would smell like.
Hey. I mean, that's not bad.
I'll take it.
Not at all. Yeah,
no, that's stocking.
That's good though. That's a really good solid beer. What do you think, Roadhouse? You think
I had high hopes for this, and it didn't disappoint.
Not at all.
Like I said, this is the one I was most anticipating drinking. This is the one I wanted the most.
Yeah,
you definitely taste the spices in it. It's it's like a Christmas spice.
Yeah,
but
they mix them well, that they're not too overpowering with any of them. Like cracking it open, smelling that first smell, it was like, oh no, is this going to be?
Unlike the winter lager, I don't think I could sit down and drink a 6-pack of these. This is like a treat.
Yeah,
like sitting by a fire. You just got done eating, or you're
slide this like in while you're drinking some PBR, some hams. Slide this one in rotation.
Yeah,
that's
be
right.
Pleasantly happy. I love it.
Oh yeah, Santa did me right, man. I'm telling you. Thank you, Santa. Oh man,
spice that flavor. I don't know if that's the nutmeg or what that spice is, but I love it. Love it.
You see, I think it's a mix between the cinnamon and the nutmeg. It's like a balanced.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think it's the mixture of the two together because it's neither one that's too overpowering with it. It's
not at all
the combo of it. And I mean, I don't taste any any orange peel
when you burp. You do.
When it comes back up, yeah, when it's coming back up, and you taste the orange peel, but.
When I burp, the only thing solid. I taste is that PBR chili I had at lunch today.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Honestly, warmed up a big bowl of that and threw some.
You can't go wrong with that.
Cheddar.
I gotta go get some more. I haven't had any more of the PBR chili since we had it here. But next time I go to Walmart, I gotta grab about four cans. Yeah, I gotta go grab some.
Yeah,
have as reserves just in case.
Yeah, the last time I was in there, I cleared the shelf of all they had.
I don't blame you. They're not badly priced.
No,
either,
they're good.
They're really
and they're perfect. Yeah, they're good for this type of weather. Honestly, I mean, I know it's 56, but it's been like 30. It's been getting down in the 30s, which is actually considered cold here. Okay,
Shut up.
56. I know. I said for us, it's 24 degrees here right now. Oh, it's 56. It's
31 like, here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll get down to 31 probably on Sunday, and that's the day I'm going hunting, man. I'm excited.
See, perfect. You'll be out there, and it'll be nice and cold for you. See?
Right.
By the way, speaking of that, went hunting a couple weeks ago. Had my crosshairs on a doe, and then my friend that went with me, he had his crosshairs on a buck. And I think the problem was he's so used to hunting with people that aren't from Texas. Like in Texas, you don't wait for the other person to shoot. If you got the crosshairs, you shoot, you know? So I guess he was waiting is what he was saying. And the only shot that I had was at that doe's butthole, and I'm not about to blow out a doe's butthole. That's a dirty shot.
Yeah.
Just not okay, right? So she turned a little bit to where I could get the neck, and I have never missed a deer in my life. It's not at all being cocky, but it's just I've never missed a deer. And I shot, thought I hit her. There's no blood. We couldn't find her anywhere. She did wobble and limp off a little bit, so I don't know if it maybe hit her in the leg or what, and we just couldn't find blood. But, yeah, apparently I missed her, and he never took the shot at the buck. And so, yeah, it was a sad hunting trip, but at least we saw something, you know.
No, you were hunting. There's nothing wrong with that. You went hunting. You got out in the woods. You got away, and that's good enough.
It was nice. I think the problem was I wasn't drinking. Yeah, that was the problem.
Yeah, he had the shakes.
Yeah, there we go. That's what it was.
if you had a beer first to calm you down, that would have been
point. That whole week, it was actually, I guess it was last Sunday. Huh? Not this last Sunday, but the Sunday before that is when we went and I missed. I think because I wasn't drinking. So I took the whole week before my second degree black belt test off. And I took that whole week off from drinking, and it was like everything stressful that could happen, you know? And I was just like, man, it sucks.
I was going to say, and how'd you do with your test?
It was it was disappointing. I thought I did good. I'm held to a higher standard, I guess, because they know what I'm capable of. And they really, really nitpicked at certain things. And I guess I hesitated a little bit. Part of it was I did re-injure my knee a little bit the first day. And then I had a whole second day. And I think I hesitated too much when I should have just committed on certain things. My sparring and everything like that was great. You know, I did great. Unfortunately, I accidentally made a 14-year-old candidate's nosebleed. And I felt bad, but, you know, keep your hands up. So, yeah, but it was a good test overall. The good thing is I only have to retest over the little things that they kind of nitpicked at. The frustrating thing was I didn't get my second degree that day, but I'm going to retest here pretty soon.
Okay.
And, I was looking at all the negatives at first, and I was so pissed off. And I left right afterwards. I left because I didn't want to say or do anything that was, you know, that I would have regretted. So I just walked off, you know, and I left and I went and iced my knee and drank. And, I finally waited a couple of days and went and just was like, what the fuck? Like, what happened? You know, like, why didn't I get my belt? What's going on? You know, and they kind of explained it to me. But a positive out of that was I will be one of James James Cox's last any degree black belt to be promoted. So that's a positive, but again, I beat myself up. You know, I was like, I probably could have done better. I thought I did good enough, but you know, shit happens.
Yeah.
And that's why we have Christmas in a can.
This will help you. Hey, you'll get them next time. So
that's right.
We had talked about it the last time.
Yes, sir.
I know you're doing it, and so I just wanted to say, but hey, we got this to help us with everything, right? There. Which solid. I mean, I mean, as of right now, I mean, what do you think? Would you put this on the top of your list, or are you still going with the Winter Lager as number one right now?
Ooh,
I've got this number one.
I think number one right now, and then the Winter Lager is going to be a good number two.
Okay.
We gotta, I guess, keep on trucking to find out if any of them's going to move at all. But right now, this is a good number one.
Yeah, we got it. We got to keep going down the line here to see.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, this is number one. Like I said, this is the one I had high expectations for, and it didn't disappoint. So yeah, I'm gonna put that number one.
Yeah, it's tough. They're kind of side by side because
it's tough
because you said the Winter Lager. I mean, that's like you can drink those. I mean, you can keep drinking those. Mm-hmm. Taste wise, I'd probably put the Winter White Ale on top, but. I'm not going to pound down a whole bunch of these.
Correct.
Not at all.
In
a city. It was a pleasure to enjoy.
Yeah. Probably the if you're just going one for one on taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winter White Ale, number one at the moment. I think we all agree on that. But as we continue down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep on going. Keep on trucking.
At 5.9% here. We got the old Fezwig here.
Yeah.
The Rich and Fezwig,
baby.
I am actually excited about this one.
Okay.
I really am. I haven't. I don't think I've had it since it came out.
I don't think I've ever had this before.
I had it like one. I had like maybe one or two of them.
Yeah,
and I
don't
haven't
think,
had it, so I don't remember how it tastes. I think I might have had quite a few more beers.
This is a limited release. The Samuel Adams Old Fezwick Rich and Spiced Ale brewed with cinnamon, ginger, and orange peel.
Okay.
Like they're really about that orange peel.
Yeah, they love the orange peel.
Yep.
The Old Fezwick, like the character that inspired it, this ale is warm, festive, and worthy of a celebration all its own. Its full body accompanies a deep malt character, sweet toffee flavors, and rich dark caramel.
Gotcha.
So it's going to be an interesting one. I'm pretty excited about it.
They're throwing a lot.
Remember how it tastes, honestly.
I was going to say, they're throwing a lot in this one, so
yeah.
Let's crack it open. Let's see.
Let's crack this bad boy open. Yep,
a darker one.
Yeah,
it is a darker one. It's a You don't smell as many spices in this one. It's a
no.
Yeah.
No, because it smells dark. That's what.
Yeah, it smells like a lager.
Yes, it does smell dark.
No, not like a lager, like a
porter.
No.
Yeah,
like
porter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like a porter almost. Yeah,
that's my weakness.
Like a dog. Yeah, is porters. Oh boy, porters.
There we go.
My weakness.
All right, let's get in. We got the old Fezwig here. All right. Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Oh, I dig it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's definitely more like a porter.
Yeah,
that's style. Definitely a porter. Yeah, porter style.
It's not, not heavy or thick like a porter, but
no, but
definitely has that. Right there at the end,
a good aftertaste. Yeah,
taste for it definitely.
Mm-mm.
That's not bad.
It kind of reminds me of the beer that I used to make.
Mm.
With that, the caramel notes to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely taste that. Yeah, like a caramely type. Mm. Like right as it hits the end of your palate, you definitely get that toffee, like caramely taste.
Yeah,
not as much of a spice taste. But,
No. Yeah, you don't taste any of the spices with this one. I think this just has I don't want to say a basic flavor to it, but there's nothing really that stands out with the flavor.
They don't taste the orange peel either. Yeah.
No. Which one?
I don't know what it is. Are we supposed to put an orange on the side of them?
Yeah.
Is that?
How do we drink this? Know. Hey, I'll
catch a little citrus like a on that.
It's a little citrusy. Let me try it one time.
Maybe.
I'm letting it hit everything. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one. Lots of levels on this one for me.
There's a it's like every time you take a sip, it's a different approach. Yep, there's another one of Santa's hairs here. That was on my tongue there.
Better get Santa needs a groom.
Hey, I made that
groom himself better.
I made that $20, man. I'll tell you that.
Curly hair on the toilet seat.
That's right.
Santa's got invested in a better razor over there to trim
That's
himself.
That's right. Honestly, it's not bad. It's not one I can have like a whole 6 or 12 pack of. It's one that I'll sit back and just enjoy, you know. I think this one and the winter white ale, you can just sit by a fire and just enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, the bag,
you know, socially.
I just like the name of it.
Yeah, the old Fezwig.
Oh, Fezwig.
Fezwig, yeah.
Rich and spiced.
Rich and spiced.
Old Fezwig beer.
You know what? I think a cigar would go good with this.
Yeah, probably
you
this
sit
one.
Back
yeah.
And drink, yeah. Yeah, drink this one and smoke a cigar, kind of like you're drinking whiskey, but you're not, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, old Samuel he's got his shit together.
Yeah, hey, they know what they're doing over there. They got
they
definitely know.
The only thing they don't know what they're doing is sending the 12 pack to freaking Texas. Yeah, all over Texas.
I was gonna say that, yeah, when it comes to brewing the beers, they know what they're doing. When it comes to distributing the beers, that's where they're lacking. At least in your case.
You
over
know,
there
I
with,
talked to a
Texas.
Lot of bigwigs, a lot of bigwigs. I actually called a bunch of the head people of like a lot of distributors around Texas, and I was like, look, what can I do to get my hands on this?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, honestly, he goes, the only thing we have in our area right now is going to be the Winter White Ale. That's all we have. That's all they sent us. He goes, if you could find a liquor store or a – like Walmart or HEB that'll be willing to order a whole pallet, we'll go ahead and send it to them, but they have to order a whole pallet. And a whole pallet, I think they said is like 60 cases of it, you know.
That's where I found it, was at Walmart.
Which is crazy
because you would think, I don't see how it wouldn't sell.
That's
what doesn't make sense to me, is especially a state like Texas.
I mean, fucking beer drinking state
there. And like you said, it's in certain parts of Texas.
San Antonio is where
like you said, three, four hours from you.
Yeah.
They have it, yet not in your area. So why are they discriminating against you in your area when other parts of the state have it? Which I'm sure if a Walmart bought a pallet of it, 60 cases,
it would sell in a
heartbeat. I'm sure it would sell no problem.
Oh yeah, that's the thing is I don't understand. But I do want to give a shout out to Susan and Kaylin. They're the ones who found it. It's some family, really good family friends. They were in San Antonio. They went out and embarked on the adventure.
See, there you go. Putting in the work.
They put in that work and they brought it back to me, and I almost shit a brick. I mean, I was like, y'all really found it? Because they sent a picture to me, and I was like, y'all really found it? Thank you so much. I was like, let me know how much it is. I'll send you the money. There you go. I didn't have to. Yeah, awesome. I didn't have to. I mean,
that's what we love to see around here. We love that. We love
the holiday cheer.
Go out there. People that will put in the work, they'll go out there, they'll find the stuff, they'll go searching. I mean, you know how much we love to go out there. We love to go out
every time a bell rings.
Yeah,
nobody gets their beer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
The 12 pack shows up at the front door. You see?
That's right. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
Wow.
That is a good one. How you put it now. I like it. I'm putting this. I mean, the other two are just like a, I'm putting White Winter Ale as number one. Honestly, God, it's a hard one. I think old Fezziwig moved up to number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a kind of like Roadhouse, I'm a big sucker for porters, and this kind of gives me that taste. And then Winter Lager is number three.
Well, I'm right there.
But God, it's a hard one.
Right there with you in the same ranking.
As I say, it's tough. But I think I'll be the different one here. I'll be different. I'm not going to agree with you guys on this one. So I'm going to still go with the Winter White Ale at number one. But I'm going to keep the Winter Lager at number two.
Okay.
And then
this one is number honestly,
Mr. Old Fezziwig is at number three for me. I mean, it's good. Trust me, no issue with it. But just out of the type of beers that I like to drink.
Okay.
I rank the other two higher than this guy. But still good.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no honestly. It's just such a close call. This one is a
There's no wrong answers here.
No.
There's no. We always say it's a judgment-free zone here. You can rank these however you want. You go out there, you guys out there listening, watching the podcast. You pick up this 12-pack. Get us your rankings. Let us know.
That's right.
Once you go through all four of them, see where they rank there. We still have one more to go. We still have last one to go. Can this one be a spoiler? You never know.
It's going to be a close call, I think.
It is going to be a close call because the last one we have here is the Sam Adams, the cold brew, the coffee stout here. Coming in at 6%.
Ooh.
So this is the highest ABV out of the bunch here. But
out know, of coffee stout over here, this is the last brew. One.
That's a lot to live up to right there because I've had some good stouts.
Yeah, I mean,
I've had a lot of good coffee stout.
I mean, that's going to be it's going to be tough. So let's take out this guy here. The Sam Adams Cold Brew Coffee Stout. Stout with coffee extract added.
If you notice on the micro art on every can that we've done so far, the notes are in the micro art there on the side. On the
that chair. Is look true, isn't that. It? Yeah, it's like a filigree type style.
So all your things on the...
Yeah, the notes as you said, I know for... The micro art there. Yeah, so you got the cold brew here. The inspired by the espresso martini, this robust stout brings together beer and coffee for a rich, toasted flavor and smooth finish. This bold brew is sure to bring extra cheer to every party.
I'll tell you what I'm expecting with an espresso martini. It's going to be coffee, but like creamy.
That's what I'd hope for.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I always say my three things that I usually go for is like I start my day with a coffee, and then usually I usually do like coffee, water, beer. That's like the three go to. I mean, every once in a while I'll throw in a soda, but on a regular day, that's what I do. I do my coffee to start the day and your beer to end the day. So
you don't ever wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy? You brush your teeth with a bottle of Jack?
Yeah, see? Well, maybe in the holiday season, you know, we can see. You know, so
especially this time of year.
Yeah, all right. So we got the Sam Adams, brand new. So this is a new offering Sam Adams. So let's crack this guy open.
This bad boy open.
See what we get.
Can't wait.
Okay. I smell the coffee.
Yeah. Smell the coffee in it. Yeah. It smells like a stout. It definitely does.
Yeah.
It gives you that honestly kind of like a Guinness, like the Guinness nitro. Yeah. Almost. It's not. I know Roadhouse is not gonna be. Probably not gonna be as good. Because that
it could be. You never know. It could be a spoiler. It could be.
I don't know. But
it's the last one we got to find out here. The Sam Adams Cold Brew. Let's dive in here. All right.
Cheers, guys. Let's go. Instantly, you get punched with that coffee flavor. Yeah, that nice coffee. And it is kind of creamy a little bit. It's like a.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's a
wow.
It's a good blend.
That's a very good blend of okay. So it's got the rich roasted smooth finish. Okay, yeah.
Definitely fills all the crevices in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's definitely full. It's not a Guinness.
No.
It's not a Guinness.
But
it's delicious.
It's a good way to start your day right here.
Absolutely.
Crack open this guy.
Dark, rich color in it.
Yeah, I was going to say because
I wanted to see this one in the glass.
Yeah, see how that one looks.
It is so. I mean,
look at that.
The best part of waking up is Samuel Adams in your cup.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's a nice. Yeah, look at that. Nice
man.
Foam sticking to the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a coffee stout or a coffee beer in a while. I remember a few years back I had the Blue Moon had a coffee beer, which...
What was that one? PBR had one as well.
Right. PBR had a few years back had their variety pack, but they weren't really beers. They were more malt beverages. More like if you got like those prepackaged like the Starbucks coffee drinks in the stores and they just put alcohol in them. So they were different. They weren't beers, they were malt beverages that were really good.
Yes.
I mean, I had the coffee one, and then I found the variety pack where they had like French vanilla, caramel. They had a cold brew one, and they were really good. I don't think they're making them anymore. I think they got rid of them a few years back, but those were really good. But they were malt beverages, like I said. I had the Blue Moon one a while back, and that was okay. But I haven't had too many of like coffee stouts. But I do like this. I think it's a good look. It's not too. I don't want to say tart, but like that. If you get that the coffee, like the black coffee taste,
the bitter, bitterness.
I'll say that.
It's not too overpowering or bitter.
I'm a big black coffee drinker.
Me too. I will not put creamer in it or sugar. It's got to be straight black.
There's times that I want the additives in the coffee, but most of the time, the harsher the better for me.
That's right. The bolder.
Exactly.
What most people think shittier coffee is right up my alley.
That's right.
Like if it says, you know, if I'm brewing for six cups of coffee, I put enough coffee in it for 12.
Okay. You know,
I like it bold, strong, like it pours out like maple syrup.
That's right.
That's me.
Nice and thick.
You know what I miss is I miss those breakfast diners that you would walk into where you got the old folks sitting there smoking cigarettes and then you walk in and then you taste that nice bold black coffee, but it's got like a little hint of like cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh man.
Yeah.
That was a good cup of coffee right there. You're like, you know what, man? I got a little bit of caffeine and nicotine.
I would say that's gonna perk you up really quick. You need to wake up. That's like, ooh, you get that jolt through you, you're like, okay, I'm good now.
I'm awake now. Yeah. I need two more pots.
I can remember as a kid, we had this small little diner, no bigger in the living room, but you know, there'd be 30, 40 people in there having biscuits and gravy, cigarettes and coffee. You know, my dad would drag me in there. We'd be in our hunting gear, you know, fluorescent orange and everything ready for deer season. Drag me in there in the morning and you walk through a haze. You seen it, the haze of smoke moving through the room.
Yep.
You know, when everybody's in there. And it's just a young childhood memory of mine. You know, it was some of the greats. First time I had biscuits and gravy, sausage, biscuit gravy.
Biscuits and sausage gravy is what's
good. Yeah.
You
know, we didn't have that kind of stuff at my house.
Yep.
But that was the first time in my life I had it. I could have been 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that. And I remember it to this day. It was like the greatest moment in my life, one of the things, you know.
Yeah, Waffle House doesn't have shit on that. I'm telling you.
That's one of the
worst. Walk into those places.
Indoor smoking.
Yeah. I mean, there's still a couple, I think. There's still a couple places where I can walk into within a 100-mile radius of me that you can walk into a nice breakfast diner, and you still got old people just sitting there smoking a cigarette. They got ashtrays.
Yeah.
And, I think there's about 3 or 4 places that I know of for sure. Where I can walk in tomorrow morning and they're smoking a cigarette. They cook up, you know, good biscuits and gravy, pancakes, whatever you want. There's even a thing called, it's called eggs in a frame. Have you ever had that?
No.
Tell me.
So it's like a piece of toast.
They hollow the middle out.
Yeah. And they pour the egg in there and they fry the egg in the middle of it.
Ooh, that's good. Cool.
Yeah. Man. Yeah,
I do that here. I never had it.
Yeah.
Anything, but
yeah,
they call it eggs in a frame. It's oh man, it's so good.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially when that yolk runs out and you just sit there.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah, oh, I love that. That's the best.
It's good. Yeah. And then you get that little smoky taste of like a Marlboro Light in there.
No, not a light.
Marlboro Reds, man. You got to go.
Marlboro Red. There we go.
Yeah.
Not a light.
Yeah,
Marlboro Red. There you go. You got to
right there.
Marlboro Reds. There you go. Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's hard to beat, you know? That's all this is missing is that little hint of a cigarette, you know?
Well, we do this here.
Yeah.
There you go.
The lucky strike there.
Yeah.
That's you know, like when you drink, like house. when you accidentally drank the beer that had the
cigarette butt in it.
I did that one time only. I did that, and that has to be the worst experience.
I did it to myself.
Oh man,
I've been so drunk and sitting there smoking, and did it to myself.
I think the worst experience I ever had was I picked up, and this, I haven't, you know, I don't drink soda anymore or anything like that, but back when I drank Dr. Pepper, I used to work with a bunch of guys that would get a Dr. Pepper bottle, and they would sit there with their dip in, and they'd spit it. And I picked up a Dr. Pepper bottle one time, and I wasn't even thinking or looking. I was just thirsty. I was hot.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little bit buzzed. Picked that bottle up, and I drank some dip spit.
Yep.
I threw up instantly.
I was gonna say that I think that's gonna be worse than the cigarette.
I agree. Because you know, at least a cigarette, you're not drinking somebody else's bodily fluid.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
the stigma with it that just
instead of getting on those thoughts,
I'm drinking it.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go on to better things here and drink this.
I think everybody took a drink out of a can with a cigarette butt in it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, it's not like there's a whole bunch, just one cigarette in it. And you're taking a drink and everything's going good. You probably maybe even swallowed once or twice and then that butt hits your tongue.
Yeah.
And you realize what it is.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Instant reverse of fortune.
Oh, I mean, the thing about dip spit is the instant it hits your mouth and you realize
you know you're fine.
It's, yeah, that's
you don't even swallow. You just throw it all up.
Yeah, that's right. You know, right. Once that you hit, yeah, you don't want to swallow. You want to get it out as fast as you can. You're like, yeah. I don't want this to get inside me. You're like,
you feel violated at it, like in the same
exactly. You're like, I, like this, like these guys were doing this, and all, oh man,
Kevin, I'm about to send you a song that you can listen to later, but if I don't do it now, I'll forget.
Is it Willie Walker Jr.? Because no. Boy's got some crazy stuff. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Back when I used to do fencing and roofing and stuff like that, it was when we were fencing. We were outside building a barbed wire fence, and I just grabbed it because I thought it was a Dr. Pepper, and it definitely yeah, I mean, wasn't.
Color-wise, if you're not really paying attention, it looks similar to the color of a Dr. Pepper. It's not like you're picking up a Sprite and you're like, oh, why is this brown? You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, why is this
Sprite bottle brown and like, I don't want to go any further into this. We've gone far enough.
We've already crossed the line on
this here.
Sure enough.
But this cold brew is pretty solid, I think. I think this is
it's not bad at all.
Yeah, for a coffee stout, I think it's a good blend of the coffee with the beer.
Yep.
They mix well together.
Honestly, I think on Christmas morning I might wake up and drink me one of these. This is a Christmas morning beer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
You know, you're like, hey, I don't need a coffee. I need a cold brew.
Well, you got two more of them.
Yeah. He's going to hold out for a couple weeks. And,
I do that.
Don't drink them before then. But one of these isn't really something you're going to pick up and drink.
Not on a daily, often,
on a daily basis. And another one, I think we said, you can drink one of these. Maybe Christmas. I mean, it's a special occasion. If you start Christmas morning with a couple of these, I could see that, but on a regular random Thursday, Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, with the 6%, you're doing good.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to take one of these to start your day
at
6%, you're sitting good. While you have this, while you're cooking up your eggs and your toast there, hauling it out there throwing some bacon.
Smoke a cigarette while you're doing it.
imagine that you're back in the old diner days with the people at the counter while you're drinking that coffee. Then that's the perfect beer to start you off there.
Well, I'm ready to give my final rankings.
I'm telling you, I've already got my final ranking down.
I think I'm with you there. So I don't know who wants to go Roadhouse. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'm going to go number one. The Winter White.
Good number one.
That is just a fun, festive, this time of year, perfect Christmas beer. My number two is going to be the Cold Brew. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It fit in perfect. I could probably drink one or two of these, maybe even a third. It's really good. Number three, Old Fezziwig. Love it. Love it. And then coming in is Old Reliable, the Winter Lager. It's a classic. This is the one I could probably sit down and drink a whole six pack of.
Oh yeah, it's one you could sit there. I could drink that all day. I mean, I could.
It's old reliable. Yeah.
There's no disappointments on all four of these, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I'll sit back and let whoever goes next.
All right, Santa Kevin, what do you think?
So I'm gonna have to agree with I'm gonna have to agree with Roadhouse on that. Honestly, it was gonna be Old Fezziwig being where it was, but I'm gonna have to go with the same as Roadhouse on it. Honestly, I think this is number one. This is the easy number two. Just because I am a stout guy. I love stouts. Whenever I go to a brewery or anywhere I travel, I have to drink one of their stouts. Whatever it is, it's just. But a coffee stout kind of gets me because I live off of coffee. And then Old Fezziwig, that's a good easy third. It's a very hard one. I almost want to put Fezziwig over the cold brew, but I'm gonna have to stick with it being a third. And then you got Old Reliable Winter Lager as the fourth one. And again, as Rodow said, it's such a close call on all of them. None of them disappoint. But if I was gonna drink them, you know, as a lineup, I'd definitely stick with that for sure.
Good, nice.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough one to rank a lot of these. And I think, like you said, we all agree that all four of these are all solid beers here. There's no clunkers in here.
None.
They're all solid beers here. But I'm with you guys on number one. I'll go with the Winter White Ale as number one. But then for my number two, I'm going to go off of the increased drinkability of it. I'm going to go with the Winter Lager at number two for me. Number two. And then number three, the Cold Brew.
All right.
Definitely solid beer, and definitely one that I think you could have a couple of these in a sitting and feel good, especially at 6%. That's the bonus you get with these. It's a little bit higher, 6%. Little higher ABV on that. Yeah. And then number four, no disrespect to Old Fezziwig, but that'll be number four on my list. So number one, the Winter White Ale. Number two, Winter Lager. Number three, the Cold Brew. And number four, the old Fezziwig here. But the Sam Adams, the Winter Break variety pack, that luckily we got to try it out. We got to enjoy it. We got to drink them. We got to rank them. And if you're out there, if you see it in your travels, you know, pick them up. Great for the season.
Absolutely.
Great for the holidays. You know, you go into some Christmas parties, some gatherings. Pick up a couple 12 packs because I'm sure they'll go quick.
Best $20.
It was the best $20, honestly. I think it was like $23. I believe is what they said. It was like $23, but great $23.
$18.99 for me.
Yeah, okay. I think mine too. I think it was like $18.99. It was on that.
Yeah,
it was close to $20 for that.
If you drink enough of them, you'll get right around where you're.
The Winter Lager is so good, I had to crack another one.
Get in there. I don't get another one.
Yeah.
I have a whole the Winter Lager. I have a the Winter White Elf. Yeah, I have a whole six pack of those because that's the only one that we could find over here. So I'm probably gonna be cracking those open for Christmas.
Sure. I'm gonna go pick one up this week as well.
Yeah, I mean they're out.
I've seen them here.
Yeah. You know what kind of irritates me is they still have the Samuel Adams at Walmart. They still have the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest at Walmart.
Okay.
Right now, over here.
They just haven't sold out yet.
I was like, guys, look, just do away with the Oktoberfest. Go ahead with the winter break, and it'll sell.
You know, my Walmart used to carry Four Loko, all flavors. Now they have none.
We have like two or three, I think, over there at Walmart. And they're the I think it's the USA and the maybe the lemonade. I'm not sure. I'll have to look.
Lemonade's good. I love it.
Yeah, so I was looking because when I was there, when I picked up the 12 packs, I took a video of the cooler to post, and so they had the Sam Adams the Juicy IPA. The cherry wheat, the Boston Lager.
Yeah, the cherry wheat.
Now, these were all in six packs.
Yeah.
The Boston Lager, the old Fezwig, the Winter Lager, the Winter White Ale, and they still had Oktoberfest. This was as of a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Out there. So at least by me, they do have the variety of the Winter White Ale and the Winter Lager, along with the if you want an old Fezwick, they got six packs of him too, over there.
Which is not it's not a bad beer. It's really not at all. It's one of those beers where I could sit around by a fire after opening presents and just enjoy one. You know,
yeah.
Right before I eat or during while I'm eating.
Yeah, you know? And they had 12 packs of the Winter Lager.
Okay.
At $18.99 for the 12 pack, which is it's pricey for a 12 pack. And I know, I think Roadhouse and myself, we went back and forth, and Roadhouse was like, it was like $19 for that 12 pack of the so it's a little pricey for, but that's the higher class. You know, not technically craft beer, but the higher level beers.
Yeah.
Out there. Yeah. So it's not the 12 pack of your regular everyday beer. So you pay that premium for the 12 pack.
Off topic with the Sam Adams. Sam Adams pulls it off for the seasonal beer for Christmas, the winter. But what do you guys think of a good beer for winter time and Christmas time? What is your go-to?
So I usually, if I'm not sticking with Sam Adams, which I mean, now that I've been introduced again to these and I've opened them up, I think honestly, if on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, if I'm sitting there, you know, with family or whatever, I'm a stout guy. I will open up a nice Guinness nitro stout.
Okay.
Just to, you know, or a nice red ale. We do have a red ale here in town at the brewery called Nakatomi Plaza. It's based off of Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very good solid red ale.
Nice.
For Christmas time, and so I might get me like a four. I think it comes in a four pack, so I might get me those. But either that or the Guinness Nitros. Just the
right. Yeah,
that's just a nice solid right there.
What do you pull on, Bob?
See, man, I don't go for anything special, but. And recently, I've been into the cold weather, which I say is the ice beer season.
Yeah,
you know, I had some, you know, Bud Ice,
yeah,
some Bush Ice, okay. And the for me though, the Bud Ice is like the throwback. Yeah, the
first time I had Bud Ice was this time of year.
Yeah, it's but like for some reason.
I remember the old bottles with the crystals on.
Yeah, I know that's what you said. I had people when I posted a few weeks back about Bud Ice, and like, oh, those old bottles with the glass crystals hit hard. And
yes. I'm
like, yes, that was like great. And it's like it doesn't hit quite the same anymore because now it's just like a regular brown bottle.
Yeah.
There's nothing fancy about it, but something about the cold months in the winter season, it's like, yes. The ice beer, it's still like a nostalgia thing.
Yeah,
it's the throwback with it, thinking of the old school Bud Ice commercials with the penguins and all that stuff.
I remember those commercials.
Yeah, all that stuff there. And even at the time when Bud Ice came out, and I've talked about it before, I'm like 10, 12 years old. But you saw those commercials about Bud Ice, and I got my parents to get me the keychain that was the Bud Ice keychain, and that was one of the first beers once I was legally 21 and I could buy. I was like, okay, Bud Ice, and at the time it was still the glass crystals on the bottles, and those just hit differently with it there. So it is kind of like that throwback, nostalgic beer to drink for like the holiday season. That's what I'll go to with that. But I mean, you know me, if it's cheap, I'll drink it. So, I mean, I don't discriminate over here. So if it is,
I think Christmas, I get a little bit pricier, but any other holiday or any other time of year, I'm cheap. But I think Christmas is when I get to where I'm like, you know what? I feel kind of classy.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's kind of like the time of year that I get, where I'm like, I'm going to spend a little bit more money on beer, even though it's a slower season for me. But I feel like, you know what? I'm going to feel
you earned it. Right, you earned it. You put in a long year.
Exactly.
You put in your work. You'll treat yourself a little bit.
So myself, I totally agree with Bob with the Bud Ice. That takes me back. When you told that story, it took me back to 1991 or two, you know, when Bud Ice first came out. Me, the Yuengling Hershey Porter.
That's a good one.
Is by far.
Now, recently. I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's out this year.
I don't know if it's
coming out in the next week or so. From what my grocery store told me is they're going to come out with the Yuengling Hershey within either this week or next week.
Okay.
But I tried it. I tried it about a couple years ago, I believe.
That was a good one because you know we would go to Hershey Park a lot. A couple hours away here, and when it first came out, they only had it in certain areas, and I think I had it once out there, and then finally it came here and you could get it in the stores, and then I had it on draft one time and it was like, oh man, this is like amazing. And so then every year I usually pick up a couple six packs.
Yeah.
But that was another one that was a good, you know, you can't drink it all day, it was a good dessert beer depending on when it comes out, if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas dessert, like after dinner.
And then when you're done and you lick your lips, it's just like you
had you buy a six pack during the day, you drink whatever other beers you have, and then come the end of the night, you want to just have that little nightcap.
Yeah,
crank that open there, just drink that last one just to kind of get you that last taste of it.
So you go to sleep like that.
Yuengling Hershey, and always a bottle of Rumplemintz.
There you go.
Yes.
Rumplemintz will warm you up.
My gosh. Those two together, you know.
It's like you went to Olive Garden. You got that chocolate mint.
Yeah.
When the check comes and they throw all the mints in there and you're like, okay, all right.
This is what it is. Yeah,
you're like, cool, it's not great, but it's good enough, and it tastes decent. You're like, okay, it works.
Yep. And if our listeners have never had Rumplemintz, go get you some and drink a lot.
I haven't had Rumplemintz
It's one of those ones where you've been drinking, and you're like, you know what? It's cold outside. I need something to warm me up, but also taste smooth.
It's Christmas.
I was going to say, I haven't had that, but hey, maybe we should have some the next time. So.
Holy shit. You're lying.
I'd be down.
You're lying.
I will buy me a bottle of Rumplemintz for the show.
I was going to say, I haven't had it in quite some time, but maybe.
Oh my God.
If we do a holiday episode here.
Yes, on live.
A live holiday episode.
Will Ferrell show up, you know, the elf.
Ready. Let's do it tomorrow.
You know what, man? Honestly, I'm down for whenever. You let me know.
Love it. Yeah. I think we just came up with whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the good stuff.
We got the good stuff here. We got all the.
That's right.
You know, we celebrated Bob's, you know, birthday. This is my birthday month. So
he's turning 21, right? 21.
Yeah. Road pass is legal now. Yeah.
He can finally drink legally, guys. Yeah.
I think this year I turned 54.
Okay, so 21 in a few years, but
yeah,
21, yeah, 22 50, maybe.
Yeah. 54. I was born 3 days before Christmas, so I am a Christmas baby.
Yes,
there you go. Hey, did your parents ever do that? You know what? This is your Christmas and your birthday,
Kevin. I got you beat. I'm born 3 days before Christmas. My older brother is born 3 days after Christmas.
Oh, shit.
So what most people did in our family said to Mike and Tim, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday. We shared the present.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
the shaft on everything.
So, so yeah, what would happen is it either get broke within like 5 minutes or taken away from us.
Yep.
Because we fight over it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I got the double fucking.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, my birthday is falling on Easter a couple years, but it wasn't until I was older when it started falling on Easter. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I'll have my birthday on Easter, but.
Yeah,
it was nothing. At least
not
special,
Christmas. Yeah, you know? I was gonna say, but I mean, yeah. that's not like the big gift-giving holiday. Like,
yeah.
Christmas. But I mean, Christmas, yes, Easter, you get some gifts or candy or whatever. But I'd hope you still got your birthday presents.
Oh yeah,
with that. But yeah, but when it's that close to Christmas,
I got older.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never knew I was getting screwed till I got older.
Yeah, like wait, I could have gotten presents for Christmas and my birthday if it was 6 months later.
Yeah.
See. Man, they screwed you there, but you know we're not getting screwed here with
not at
the
all
the Sam Adams These winter beers, break
no
variety pack. I mean, so we did our rankings here, solid pack here. If you see this in your travels, pick it up. Yes, for those of us that are cheap bastards and don't want to spend the $18-$20 for it,
it's worth it.
It is definitely worth
totally
it.
Worth it.
Definitely worth it there.
Worth it. Yeah.
Good to bring along to your holiday gatherings, family, friends, work parties, whatever it comes down to. If you see this, pick it up. And pick
it's
up a
Santa
couple
approved.
Of them. It's Santa approved. Santa the tattoo approved it there. We did our rankings, so check it out. Pick it up. Let us know if you've tried it out in the comments down below. You know, let us know, what are your rankings? Where do you rank these? What do you think? Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? I mean, we said it. There's no wrong answers here. It's a judgment-free zone, but I know there's people out there that will probably complain about something. So feel free to, you know, let us know. Any comments are good comments, right? You know,
yeah,
that means
you
made it this far.
Will end up on the naughty list.
Yes,
so.
Yes. We have Santa the tattoo dude here with us this week. With Mr. Malt Liquor himself, Roadhouse here. I am Bum Wine Bob. Anything else you guys want to say before we sign off here this week?
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed Christmas. Every single bit of it. I'm happy that I was able to finally get the 12 pack that we were testing out. So and Samuel Adams, step it up and send shit my way.
Yeah, exactly.
And start answering messages.
Yeah.
Start answering messages.
Texas people want it.
I blew that Instagram up and never got a single red message or a message back. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They need to learn from Four Loko.
Yeah. Come on. Tell Santa Kevin over there that.
That's right.
You'll respond to it. It'll be in March when they get back to you.
It'll probably be probably like March or July.
They're like, you're looking for summer ale? It's all over the place. But like, no, I was looking for the winter variety pack in November and December, and actually 6 months later. But
yeah,
but, whatever. But hey, Sam Adams, you want to help us out? You know, Hit us up.
That's right. I mean, y'all have solid beers.
Easy to find.
We're happy with them, but just send them my way.
So, hey, so let us know. So stay tuned. Subscribe to the Bum White Bob YouTube channel. Stay tuned because we might be having some festive holiday treats coming your way, a special holiday live stream podcast coming your way. You never know. That's why you got to subscribe, because we are now over the 15,000 subscriber mark here. And we said at 20,000, we will crack open the final can of Colt 45 double malt that I got sitting in the fridge up there. We'll crack open that last guy. So we're inching closer and closer to that. So those of you that have joined us and subscribed and you made it this far in the podcast, whatever brought you to the dance, we're happy to have you here with us on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. So spread the word, tell your friends. The perfect holiday gift doesn't cost you anything to just subscribe.
That's right.
And tell your friends that we have the bottom shelf covered right here. You want beers, 40s, malt liquor, bum wine, food reviews, beer battles, anything you want to see us cover, let us know down there in the comments. So for Roadhouse, for Santa, the tattoo dude, I am Bum Wine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
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 Motherfuckers!
I need a beer.